Welcome to More Civil Societies with Eva Cox.
Today I want to talk about more welfare reform. It seems as though I'm always talking about things like welfare and problems. But one of the reasons I'm doing this is because I'm talking quite a lot about distrust and what causes distrust. And one of the things that causes the sort of distrust that voters have of other people, which is really crucial, because if you don't trust most other people, you're less likely to trust the institutions of power, and then you get to this point where voters keep voting for the ratbag parties and so on. So there's a sort of overall connection between the idea of distrust and what I see as bad policy. Last week I talked about the intervention, the Northern Territory intervention, its 10th anniversary, which was not very widely covered, shall we say, by the media, but which has shown that trying to reform, so-called reform, a system and impose strong conditionality on people in the Northern Territory hasn't worked. And it's been ignored basically because that sort of conditioning stuff is seen as appropriate because most of the people being covered are Indigenous. But this week, we've got a different set of policies. And before I go on to those, I did go to a meeting, and a young woman there from the Northern Territory, who was 14 when she actually was put under the intervention, who is now 24, obviously, says she has spent most of that time when she hasn't been in paid work on the basics card, which is a young person has taken away her control over her money. So she feels shamed, she feels labelled, she feels inadequate, and she feels that people look at her as though she's a child that can't grow up. And I think that this is something that we do need to recognise, that if you infantilise people and take away their sense of who they are and what sort of control they've got over their lives, they're more likely not to grow up, not to take responsibility for what they're doing, and to act in ways which might be seen as irresponsible. So this is something I think governments need to think about when they're making welfare reform. And here they are, they're going off again. They're introducing a whole lot of changes to the payment system more generally. This is not aimed at Indigenous people, but you can see some of the efforts, some of the bits of the trial coming through. They are putting in one new payment called the Job Seekers Payment, note the title, because it means that all of these people are supposed to be looking for jobs, which includes all of the people on Newstart and various other smaller payments who will all be labelled on this job seeker things, including people who are ill, long-term ill and can't go back to work, people who are bereaved, people who've been widows, people who've been on benefits, various other groups, and they're all going to be labelled potential job seekers, even though a large number of them are actually exempt from job seeking. So I think that that's a pretty toxic way of labelling people who are not in the workforce as therefore being failures in job seeking, and the whole thing emphasises that all the way through. Not only are they doing that, they are actually tightening up on the conditions. But what's really bugged me about this is the stuff that's got into the media and the stuff that they spend a lot of time in their media releases and in the bill is talking about the fact that they're going to tighten up on people who they see are ripping us off. And one of these groups are the people they claim are drug or alcohol dependent. They're going to start testing people for drug dependency. It's only a trial, they say, and they want to find out if they test you and you are found to have some drugs in your urine, you will be put onto a warning thing where you actually have to come back, I think it's within the next fortnight, for another drug test. You might have only just gone to a party or something. And if you've also got that, you then are pushed into the possibility that you have to go to a therapeutic program and you're going to be labelled a druggie. So this sort of confirms the fact that people on welfare are spending their money, as the bill says, on they're spending taxpayers' money on drugs, and this is not seen as appropriate. Well, it may well be not seen as appropriate. If people are addicted, they have a problem, but this assumes the problem is going to be solved by identifying them and sending them off to compulsory type treatments. But one of the more toxic parts of that is the first time you're detected with a drug thing, you are going to be put onto income management. The stuff that they started in the Northern Territory, they're going to control your cash because the assumption is you are spending your cash on things you ought not to be spending it on. And in the process of doing that, they are again infantilising and assuming that A, people are capable of controlling their own behaviour, and B, if they do something like misuse drugs, that they're going to be fixed by cutting off their cash. Now, if they're a serious drug person, that's not going to actually work at all. If they're not serious, they're going to feel that they've been, again, treated as though they're not really competent human beings. They're also going to cut back on the fact that people between the ages of 55 and 60 haven't had to look for work. They've been doing voluntary work instead. And we can't have that. They are going to have to go out and look for jobs like everybody else. And then there's those people who miss appointments. And there's some of those that are labelled definitely, clearly as bludgers. They fail to turn up at their appointments and they're going to be put on a demerit system like car drivers, where they're going to get points when they miss things and then they're going to be knocked off if they don't improve their behaviour. All of these changes means that people who are unfortunately not able, in government terms, to contribute by paid work are going to be stereotyped as drug addicts, bludgers, and people who need to be helped in order to fix the fact that they can't find jobs despite the fact there's not enough jobs around. This is another version of the government saying most people can't be trusted. It's another version of defining a group as outsiders. Yes, we need reform in the welfare system. It's an unholy mess. But this conditionality, this increasing stigmatisation of people on payments is actually adding to their pain, to their inadequacies in finding jobs because they feel bad about themselves, and it is not actually increasing their access to paid work. It's a load of crap, and I think we just have to really start calling it for what it is and start looking at ways and means that we can fix the welfare sector so it encourages people and affirms their sense of control over their lives if they've got it and helps them have a decent life, not necessarily just chasing non-existent jobs.
Eva Cox is a well-known sociologist and public feminist commentator with a long involvement in advocacy for more civil societies.